We find ourselves in the Epistle of Ephesians. Let's read the next text here in this portion that we're in. We've started here a few weeks ago, or Ephesians chapter 4. We'll begin with verse 26 today. Apostle Paul writes, "Be angry and do not sin, and do not let the sun go down on your wrath." In verse 27, "Neither give place to the devil." Very short, very concise text, and yet this is part of what Paul is writing about, and he says that the new life that we've been talking about in Jesus Christ, behold, all things are new. God has created a new creation in our life. Paul says that when we come to Jesus Christ, everything radically changes in our life. All aspects of our life. Last Sunday we talked about the fact that our speaking, our mouth, our tongue needs to change. If there hasn't been a change in your life, if God hasn't totally, radically changed all aspects of your life, then there's a very good possibility that you have not been born again. Scripture says that there will be certain characteristics in your life that will demonstrate and that will prove that you belong to the Lord. Last Lord's Day in verse 25, we saw that one of the ways God changes us is the way we speak and what we speak about. In the Bible Hour, we talked a little bit about the fact that the words that come out of our mouth are the words that are deep down in our heart. You cannot have some evil in your heart and at some point in your life not have it come out in the way you speak. It'll eventually bubble up. We find both a negative and a positive command. First of all, Paul says, do not lie. That's negative. That's not the way Christians live. Positively, remember he says, speak the truth. Why do we speak the truth? Because the sum of Scripture, God's Word, the words of Jesus Christ Himself, all that God is, it's summed up in His Word. Thy word is truth, Jesus said. And so if our life has changed, if there's a total transformation of our life, then our life will reflect the truth that is God, the truth that is Jesus Christ, the truth that is His word. And the consequence is that we obey the word. And when Paul teaches us about our new life in Christ, he's giving us some specific things to concentrate in. The second thing he talks about here is in verse 6. And what's interesting here is he's talking about our temper. He's talking about our disposition. He talks about how we react to things that we encounter in our life. There's a contrast between godly anger and ungodly anger. Anger that brings you to sin and anger that has a righteous, holy foundation to it. In the Greek and in the English, it says, be angry. You said, now wait a minute, I thought being angry is a sin. God does not want us to be angry. Well, let's go back and take a look at what Scripture teaches us about anger. In the Greek, this is a command. Now, this command has some qualifications to it. Everything in Scripture has to blend together. Scripture does not contradict Scripture. Paul says, be angry, but in being angry, don't sin. This is a direct quote from Psalm 4, verse 4. And what's interesting there is in Psalm 4, in the Hebrew translation of the Bible, the psalmist writes, stand in awe. We sing a song, our God is an awesome God. His power is evident in creation. God's awesome power is something that when we encounter it, we tremble at His awesome power. And that's what the word awe in Hebrew means. It means tremble, shake. So what Paul is saying is, says, be angry and shake before God. What does that mean? It says, be aware of the holiness of God when you are angry, so that your anger does not bring you to sin. The NIV says, in your anger, do not sin. The Russian is interesting. It says, while you're angry, do not sin. Gnevayas nesogreshaitis. So part of this anger, if we're going to understand what Paul is talking about, is to understand what Scripture says about this and find in the life of Jesus Christ examples of how Jesus was angry and did not sin. You know, interesting, Isaiah 66 tells us that God looks upon the man who trembles at God's word, shakes at God's word. John on the island of Patmos, when God appeared to him and when he saw the vision of Jesus, he trembled and he fell down as if he was dead until the angel came and put his hand upon him and said, "Relax, peace." Okay? What's interesting, if we look at this verse, what we find in most cases is that Christians reverse this verse. They sin, but do not tremble before the word of God. And that's the key to this word anger. Paul says, be angry, but do not sin. Very often we sin and do not tremble before the word of God. Jesus was angry. This word means to have something deep down inside that is part of your character. It means to passionately believe and to live your life in such a way that it demonstrates the holiness of God. This is your feelings and your emotions. But Jesus was always in control of his emotions. In Mark chapter 3, the Pharisees were trying to trap Jesus. And when Jesus comes to worship in the temple, they bring a man there that is sick and his hand is paralyzed and withered. And they put him in front of Jesus and they challenge Jesus. And they dared Jesus, and they said, "It's the Sabbath day. Let's see if you're going to heal this man." And this is Jesus when he looked at them. And I think Jesus looked at them with those eyes that he has in the book of Revelation that are like a laser beam of fire. He looks at them, and it says his heart was full of anger towards them. This wasn't an anger like we as humans think about, where I'm going to destroy you or I'm going to hurt you. This was a passion that Jesus felt. He says, "You are the religious leaders, and yet, look at you. You're full of sin, you're full of hypocrisy." In John chapter 2, we can see Jesus, he takes a whip, and he goes and he cleans out the temple, and he drives out all the people that were in there. And he says, "You have made my house of prayer into a house of market. You turned it into a bazaar," like we say in Russian, buying and selling. You turn it into the stock market. Have you seen the stock market after they're done at the end of the day with all the pieces of paper on the floor? That's what Jesus is about. He says, "You did not come here to worship God." In Matthew chapter 23, interesting, Jesus, when he talks to the Pharisees, he says, "Woe to you." Woe is God's word of saying God is going to judge you. Judgment upon you. You hypocrites. You're blind. You're foolish. You're whitewashed tombs. Woe to you. He says, "You're the leaders, and yet you don't let the people into the kingdom of God." Jesus had this holy anger. Why? Our time is short, and I can't speak twice as fast. Otherwise, Grisha will have to slow down the tape. So we'll pick this up next Sunday. But what was happening with Jesus is Jesus was not angry because of what people did to him. Jesus never reacted to the people that beat him and crucified and nailed him to the cross. Isaiah tells us that like a sheep he was led to slaughter and never opened his mouth against those that were doing evil to him. Jesus was passionate about the holiness of God. And that's what God calls us to do. We'll pick this up next time and talk to it about some more. But anger is controlling your temper in such a way that it glorifies and honors God in our life and through his word. May God bless his word. Amen.